This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can take control of the airwaves by giving us a call at the toll-free number of 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And exciting news in the world of Bitcoin.
Is it?
Well, it's... We finally know who Satoshi is.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Totally don't. Someone else, however, has come forward claiming to be Satoshi.
Yes.
But they have been nicknamed Potoshi.
Well, there's a lot of nicknames for this person. I liked that one. You know, looking on Twitter, which is where, of course, you get people just tearing up things in general in a lot of cases, especially in the crypto world. There's a lot of really creative names for this particular iteration of Satoshi Nakamoto. But we should probably mention who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Like
Craig Wright?
Well, like who is Satoshi Nakamoto?
That was also a joke. Craig Wright is definitely not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi Nakamoto is the creator of Bitcoin.
Right.
And it's a pseudonym, so we don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is, that person or persons... dropped off of the radar, basically, back in, like, 2011, I think it was.
I wasn't following crypto then, so I'm not sure the exact timeline, but it was very early in Bitcoins. We've had Bitcoin without Satoshi longer than we had Bitcoin with Satoshi.
Oh, yeah, much, much longer. And nobody really knows what happened to the real Satoshi. So there have, in recent years, like...
He probably retired, a multi-billionaire.
Or he or she is dead. One of the people who was earlier, I guess, this person cites Hal Finney as his inspiration in creating Bitcoin and a mentor.
He cites who?
Hal Finney. And a lot of people believe that this Hal Finney is actually Satoshi or was Satoshi Nakamoto. He's now dead.
Interesting.
But, you know, we've... Obviously, people want to know, right? Like, if there's a secret, people want to know what the secret is. And so, clearly, there's a lot of people out there who want to know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. And so, there are a number of people who want to claim that they are Satoshi Nakamoto.
I would love to know who Satoshi is, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think it's a secret that is going to remain a secret for the rest of humanity's existence.
Well, that would be the best bet if that were the case, I think, for the actual person who is Satoshi Nakamoto, because, you know, essentially that person, if they are revealed, would become a target.
By the governments, absolutely.
Not just governments, but, you know, anybody else. Whoever this person is purportedly has access to upwards of a million Bitcoin, which is like $10-plus billion worth of Bitcoin, according to what I've been reading today.
It's quite a lot. I thought it was more like 190,000-ish, but yeah, evidently this fake Toshi.
Well, Potoshi, fake Toshi, this guy, you know, he claims it was 980,000, and I've seen that backed up elsewhere that Satoshi may have as much as a million Bitcoin to his name, which is actually a 17th of what is currently available. There's just over 17 million Bitcoin, you know, out there.
Decentralized.
Well, I mean, it is decentralized.
Sure.
It's being held mostly by a lot of different people, by hundreds, probably hundreds of thousands of people around the world. But, you know, clearly whoever it is the creator is should have some fair amount of these things. I mean, it was relatively easy to mine it.
Absolutely. They were mining it on CPUs and laptops initially.
Right. And he even shows in this post that he made on his website, which is it seems like it's just going to be some sort of a marketing ploy for some new coin that this person is going to release. I have read through it's got quotes around it too, which is weird. My reveal is what it's called, and it was a 2-part series. It was going to be a 3-part series, but they took the third part and combined it with the second part. So all that came out yesterday.
That's a sign of really bad planning.
the whole thing was sort of half-assed. I mean, there was one point at which the site was crashing, probably because it was getting a fair amount of visits. But, you know, it just didn't look professional that this godfather of cryptocurrency couldn't even put up a website that could handle a little bit of traffic. And the posts are coming through a PR person. So the claims
good.
The claims Satoshi hired this old guy for PR, some old dude named Ivy who works out of New York City, which is a strange name for a man, but you know I guess it's possible.
Sure.
And so the posts are actually being made by the PR agent apparently. So it's my reveal as told to this PR agent by this person claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. And
it looks interesting. It looks like something I would enjoy reading, but it also looks like it would bore the crap out of the average person because
yeah.
It starts getting into
Chaldean
numerology and yeah, I mean,
which is like, really strange and the and again, I've read through these things, and a lot of people would say it was just a total waste of time. But, you know, it's interesting to see what somebody who would claim to be one of the most important figures of our time, right? Like Satoshi Nakamoto, no doubt about it, is one of the most important people in the modern age.
Agreed.
Right? Because, yeah. Because Bitcoin and now cryptocurrency in general has completely changed the way money works, the way, you know, it is a paradigm shift in how we think about money, in that
absolutely.
In that is now decentralized, in that money is now distributed across thousands of individuals all around the planet. The control of that money is decentralized and
yeah, people are no longer necessarily beholden to banks.
That's correct.
Which is a positive thing because as banks showed us in the 2007 recession, they can't be trusted to do anything rational or logical or sensible.
No, they work for the government.
They do. And all they're interested in is becoming wealthier and wealthier at your expense.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being interested in becoming wealthier.
Sure.
You know, and the banks aren't all bad people. Like, there's some decent people working in banking.
Of course.
They probably don't work for the biggest of the banks, you know, like Jamie Dimon, not a decent person, the guy in charge of Chase Bank. But, you know, some of the local bankers, they're doing their best in an industry that is just riddled with government regulations. And it's not to say that banks offer a bad service overall. It's useful for people to be able to hold their money in a more secure location. That's useful. That's worth something.
But crypto is more secure, I would argue.
Yes, it is more secure. And on the other side of that,
ownership of it throughout
right.
this process, whereas banks will loan out your money and they will reach in and take money out of your account if they feel like it.
If they're told to by the government, they certainly will do that.
In the United Kingdom, they passed a law allowing banks to take up to 40% of people's deposited money arbitrarily.
Wow.
Don't have to justify it. If they want to, they can just reach in and grab it.
So, you know, I'm not a bank hater. I've certainly had some negative experiences with some of them because of the fact that I am a seller of Bitcoin, and as are you. You've been doing a lot of Bitcoin Cash sales over at local.bitcoin.com. We'll talk about that later. But overall, I think that they serve a valuable purpose for people, and that's why they, for the most part, still exist. However, it's nice to be able to leave that behind, that we don't need that anymore in order to have and to store and to use cryptocurrency. So you can completely get away from using these banks, and you can take care of your own security. But on the downside, taking care of your own security means that you don't have anyone else to blame if something goes wrong. And that's what Potoshi here, the new poor Satoshi, actually claims he has lost the 980,000 Bitcoin that he says that he mined on an old laptop a decade ago.
By misplacing, evidently, the hard drive.
Well, we can talk more about what the his claimed story is, but of course this means that he can't access the Bitcoin, so therefore he can't move the Bitcoin, which would of course be rock solid evidence that he is indeed Satoshi.
Amazing how that works.
Bitcoin that has never been moved since it was mined. So we can talk more about this silly person coming up.
Absolutely. What does he hope to get out of this?
Publicity.
My question.
Publicity.
That publicity didn't work out too well for Roger Wright.
Who? Roger Wright? Craig Wright.
Craig Wright, yeah. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this whole Potoshi nonsense. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call with our toll-free number at 855-450-3733. Again, it's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And I'm Ian, also now joining us,
Johnson.
So we've been talking about the latest claimant to Satoshi Nakamoto's throne.
I'm sure there have been many of these people. It's just there are certain ones that have gotten more attention than others.
And
so this is the newest.
It didn't take long, of course, for Twitter to begin looking at this and just tear into it, leading off with an examination of the actual writing style itself, which would ordinarily be a fair criticism, but as it points out there on the website that he created making this claim in the first place, the person making the claim didn't actually write it. It was written by someone else who did some interviews with him.
That's the claim, yeah. A PR agent that the supposed Satoshi hired to represent him.
Yeah, and he's not an especially good writer, is worth pointing out. There's quite a few grammatical mistakes and things of that nature that you wouldn't expect somebody with a PR firm to make. So there are differences in tone and in the grammar, and just it's written in run-on sentences. And it's just generally a mess. It also looks relatively unprofessional. You know, the Satoshi Nakamoto who created Bitcoin, freaking Bitcoin, has the technical capabilities to create a more robust website.
I would think so. I would like to believe that is the case.
But evidently, he's making the claim that he is in fact Satoshi, and he lost the 900-something thousand Bitcoin that he was supposed to have, saying that they were on his hard drive, and he lost it.
Well, he claimed in the article, just to give a little more detail, that the hard drive that had the 980,000 Bitcoin on it was sent to a repair center because something went wrong with the laptop in question.
Satoshi Nakamoto couldn't repair his own laptop.
Yeah, that's the contention. And also, of course, you know, the contention that he wasn't smart enough to back up his wallet with 980,000. I mean, I guess at that time, 980,000 Bitcoin probably wasn't worth a whole lot.
Yeah.
But regardless, he did not do any due diligence on this whatsoever, could not repair his own laptop. Now, you know, if a motherboard fails on a laptop, that's a tough one to repair. You got to get the same board and switch it out, and you probably want to have a repair center do a job like that generally. It's a little harder to work on a laptop than it is, say, you know, a desktop-sized computer. So, to
sure,
be fair.
But he could, I mean, taking out the hard drive that has your 980,000 Bitcoins on it, it's... No, it's
easy.
Never any more than four screws.
Yeah,
right?
Well, inside the device, yeah. I've seen backs of laptops take several screws to remove. But regardless, you know, the claim being that he just left this hard drive in his laptop and that then they replaced the hard drive when doing the repair job on the laptop, and afterwards he was just... He doesn't even mention in his story that he even tried to call them. You know, like he didn't even. The way the story is written is those. He just sort of shrugs and is like, well, it's gone, I guess. He didn't even, like, you know, if I'd lost something like that, my first thing that I would do would be to call Circuit City or whoever it was, you know, Toshiba or wherever it was sent and say, yeah, I'm going to need that hard drive back. But.
Right.
Yeah, wouldn't you expect there to also be all sorts of development papers and technical writings and things like that on this laptop that he would probably also want, independently of the Bitcoin and its value?
He did claim that the hard drive was encrypted.
Well, maybe the numbers of the universe told him that this is not his destiny. Maybe it was like he saw that he did it at Best Buy, and Best Buy has seven letters, and 7 + 6 + 5 because of the date or something told him that, you know, it was 73, so 73 is a no because it adds up to 1 and 0, and somehow that's, you know, on and off, and therefore it's ends and off, and therefore he shouldn't say it because numerology.
For those just tuning in, what you're referring to, Johnson, is that this proclaims Satoshi, says he's fascinated by numerology, and actually, when you read through these writings, that dominates. I mean, talk about adding numbers together and names and what the numbers in the name stand for, and then you sum up the numbers and they, like, mean something to him.
A bunch of quasi-mystical crap that the actual Satoshi Nakamoto never even alluded to
The
early Bitcoin newsletters.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that just to be into encryption does not equate to having to be into ridiculous numerology. not really the same thing.
Yeah, and he doesn't even really tout himself as a programmer very, you know, like he doesn't suggest here that he's a particularly good programmer or anything like that in these letters. Later, he says he went and worked for the National Health Service, so he became a bureaucrat.
In the UK?
In the UK.
Yeah.
That's where he was living. So that's one of the other strange things, because, like, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto, as I understood it, was somebody who was, like, all about undermining the governments and the banks.
That was what I understood.
Yeah.
I've never actually sat down to read the Bitcoin newsletters and all of that that he actually wrote, but... Yeah. People who have read them, or at least claim to have read them, represent him as someone who was very much anti-state. Maybe not necessarily an anarchist, but he saw the problems with the state having this level of control over us as expressed through the control of our financial system.
Yeah, I mean, basically this is just a load of crap, this new
but it's
Satoshi.
A peculiar load of crap.
It's unusual. I mean, the guy's getting more attention as a result of the way he went about this, and kudos to him, I guess. If some people fall for this, I don't know how many people who read through this will actually like get into it, except for people who are already into numerology, and they'll you know, their response will be like, I always knew Satoshi was a numerologist.
That's true. It says here. Go ahead.
I'd say I like to hear this guy's theory on 9/11.
The Potoshi theory?
Yeah, sure. The what?
Potoshi. That was the best name that I saw him being called on, because he's poor now.
Right.
Because he lost all of the 980,000 bitcoins and then didn't bother to mine any after that.
What's really weird about what I'm reading here, his claim about this hard drive, everything was in that hard drive. It was military grade encrypted and password protected.
Yeah.
Don't you like write encryption software there, Satoshi?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you use military-grade encryption rather than I had encrypted this hard drive personally?
I don't know.
You know?
I just came up with a new theory based on the way you said that. Just made me think this, that maybe it's actually Donald Trump that is Satoshi Nakamoto. It's POTUS-she.
POTUS-she. That's cute.
Well, it's definitely not this... I have already
James
Caan.
James Caan is his name. He changed his name to the famous actor. His real name, the one he was born with at least, is like Bilal Khalid.
I liked how there was also the changing birth dates as well. Did you see that?
Did he change his birth date?
Yeah, there was multiple birth dates as well. He added 3 years to his, subtracted three from 1978 to 1975 because the numbers didn't add up in numerology, and he found it would be a great way to encrypt it. I mean, it's just lunacy.
It's tripe.
Yeah.
I look forward to reading this tripe, though. It sounds... I like peering into the minds of mad people.
Yes, that is fun. It can be fun to read what crazy people have to say. But we're not going to read it on the air because it's bad.
Yeah, it's
really
absolutely
bad.
Atrocious.
Yes, well.
855-450-3733. What do you think about this latest Satoshi claimant?
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says someone has to take on China.
Whether it's good for our country or bad for our country short term, long term, it's imperative that somebody does this.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton did nothing about Chinese intellectual property theft. As far as if the president's ready to make a deal with China?
China wants to make a deal. and that's good. But they have to make a deal that's fair to us. It can't be a deal that's not fair to us.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is declaring that the United States is reviving leadership in the Middle East in his speech to the United Nations Council today. Pompeo also says that Iran continues to cause terror and unrest in other parts of the Middle East. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 173 points to close the day at 25,962. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Johnson,
and Ian.
Johnson, why don't you tell us about local.bitcoin.com?
Alrighty, local.bitcoin.com, or actually I should say bitcoin.com, has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and to use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, go to local.bitcoin.com.
Do you happen to use the site, Johnson?
I have not used the site yet. I have not done any local transactions for the most part with my crypto, unless it's just someone I know, because I am a hodler.
So far. It's an awesome site. I would highly recommend checking it out. Whether you want to buy or sell, it's special.
At some point, for sure, I'm going to need to unload, because all I do is hold. And, hopefully the value will continue the trend and continue going up over longer periods of time.
Here's to hoping. Let's get right into the phones. We've got Jaws calling from Ohio. Jaws, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. What's on your mind?
All right, so the other day I was, I don't know how I stumbled across this, I guess through general research, I had noticed that the death penalty, according to Gallup polls, is actually getting more, the most opposition it's gotten since the 1960s. which actually gives me a little bit of hope, because I honestly don't understand how anybody could support the idea of the state murdering people or just the general idea of repaying evil with evil. The latest Gallup poll showed that 41% of people oppose the death penalty, while 56% favor. That's actually quite a high margin. And I think the trend is showing that it may get to 1966 levels, which was the last time that the majority of people polled showed opposition to the death penalty. But I think a lot of the people that support the death penalty are right in their motives, but I hate the way the question is framed, because it's always framed as, you know, do these individuals that have committed these heinous crimes deserve to die? And I think a case could be made that certain people might deserve to die, but the question should be framed as, does anything give the society the right to put an individual to death?
That's where my caveat would come in, because deserve to die is a subjective determination, and I don't know who should have that right to make that determination about someone else. I would say that no one should have that right, because none of us are going to be free of personal biases and indignation and whatever else motivates people to go, no, this person needs to die.
Mm.
Yeah, I understand why some people, you know, the emotional aspect of it, you know, for example, like, if somebody were to do something really terrible to my wife or my family, for example, I would probably, I'd probably want that person to die. But, you know, if I were looking at it from an objective state of mind, do I have the right to do harm to them, or does anybody else have the right to do harm to them? Or should they be placed in an area? I can understand placing them in an area where they have no possibility of interacting or harming the general populace, but I don't understand why so many people are just in this, you know, state of mind where they're just like, you know, fry the bastards, you know?
You don't understand why people want to punish ostensible criminals?
No, I don't understand why people would be so supportive of such an extreme punishment.
It's some kind of a bloodlust. I mean, in the same way that people would come out to see a guillotine, you know, somebody getting their head chopped off back in the day, people are excited by that kind
of
stuff.
Well, I mean, we're animals, mm-hmm. right? So we behave primarily like animals.
That's right. So,
imagine the most vulnerable person you know who's closest to you, right? And then imagine that person being raped and murdered, and then imagine how you would want to feel about the person who did that to them, right? I mean, to me, it's like, why is that hard to picture?
Yeah, I
why
understand.
You would have, you know, under what circumstance you might have bloodlust.
No, it's possible
to understand it without relating to it.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. Yeah. I understand, because anger is a very typical response. People jump straight to anger from wherever it is. You know, something bad happens, they get mad. Right, that's just like the normal response mm-hmm. for people. And you have to, in my opinion, if you want to be more civilized, you know, if you want to be more kind to other people, then you have to rise above the sort of the natural human response to get angry and lash out and get violent, and because then you're just lowering yourself to the level of, you know, what was done. You're not rising above anything. You certainly aren't going to fill whatever hole is inside of you that you've lost. You know, if you lost a loved one to something like this, killing another person isn't going
to
make that better.
It's inappropriate to feel that anger, right?
Feel as much anger as you want until you're done.
Right. But don't allow it to control you, I think would be the distinction.
Yeah. To me, I'd rather forgive the person than hold a burden for the rest of my life, you know, that'll never be fulfilled.
Yeah, and that vengeance that we build into the, quote, justice system certainly won't fulfill it.
And I think people also erroneously, though, think that the death penalty is cheaper.
Than staying in prison?
Yeah, than imprisoning someone for the rest of their life. Which, because, you know, if somebody stays in prison for the rest of their life, they're going to have to be fed and clothed and, you know, medical and all that stuff. And maybe it's, a young person has committed the heinous crime, so it's going to be a good 60 years that they're going to have to be fed and clothed. And you would think, it would be cheaper just end them, right? Then nobody should have to pay taxes to take care of this person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, except for the fact that the appeals process and the actual cost of the execution is actually much higher than, in most cases, actually housing and clothing and feeding someone for many years.
That's something I never...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I just don't understand that kind of line of thinking in people, because I don't think that the justice system should be in its very nature. You know, I don't think it should work as a deterrent so much as it should work as something rehabilitative. Now, you could make the argument that certain people, like serial rapists or murderers, you know, shouldn't really be allowed into general society. But for a lot of smaller crimes, even some domestic abuse situations, people can be rehabilitated. I mean, you look at Norway's prison system, for example. They take away their freedom, but they don't take away their life. They're not allowed to make their own decisions, but they're not put away for, you know, their entire lives. And they don't act it like, hey, you know, you do something and we're going to ruin your life, you know.
What if they would prefer death?
Well, apparently Jeffrey Epstein did.
I don't see why anybody shouldn't be able to just take their own life. I mean, if somebody wants to, if they're in a terrible position, they've been sentenced to life in prison, and they'd rather have the quick way out, I say let them have it.
As an option, you're suggesting euthanasia as an option if you get, like, life imprisonment?
If they want to, even if it's not life imprisonment, even if it's 20 years or 10 years, and they're like, yeah, I'd rather die, let them kill themselves. Why shouldn't they be able to?
I agree, but I have the position that suicide should generally be allowed to anyone.
Right, I also am of that position.
Yeah, I get a lot of crap for supporting suicide clinics if somebody wants that option, so long as they're not in a position where they have some sort of mental defect where they can't make that decision.
Well, awesome. Jaws, thank you so much for the call. You've given us quite a lot to think about on the subject of the death penalty, the justice system. Johnson, I want to go back to something you mentioned a moment ago about this class of people, this group of people who views the death penalty versus life imprisonment as a matter of money. That's sick. Are there people calling them out on this? Like, hey, you are here weighing the cost of a human life.
Of course, but you're talking about people, which I would say mostly that would probably be a group of people that are far more on the far right. I'm sure that there are people on the left who probably think that way, too. The more extremely statist you are, right, the more likely you are to believe that authority is justified in whatever form of justice that authority decides to mete out, right? So if you're have committed a crime, you're worthless garbage that, you know, is just part of the system.
To
right?
those
I mean,
people.
I think that's the line of thinking, mm-hmm. right?
It's horrifying what people can do in their defense of their belief in the state. Let us know what you think about the justice system. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call using our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria,
Johnson,
and Ian.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin a little bit. Now there's a report coming out, according to the New York Times, that cryptocurrencies are becoming increasingly popular as a method to fund terrorism. At least that's what's being claimed here at Yahoo.com. Of course, the government itself in the past, some government agency or another, has come forward and said, oh, yeah, this is totally fabricated. There's no truth to it whatsoever, because it turns out Lockheed Martin isn't going to sell you bombs for your bitcoins. You need to provide them with USD. So terrorists, when they do acquire some sort of cryptocurrency, they generally find it to be unusable. But that's not the case, according to Yahoo.com.
Well, it's actually a story that originated at the New York Times, and I,
shocker.
I tried to go to their website, and it's, I don't know, sometimes I can access their stories, and sometimes the, I can't. So I'm going to see if I can pull it up in a private browser here. So according to the New York Times, yeah, they're locking me down. All right. So anyway, the summary here from Yahoo.com's Decrypt Finance report is that cryptocurrencies are becoming increasingly popular as a method to fund terrorists, according to the New York Times. Citing a research paper written by Stephen Stalinsky, the executive director of the Middle East Media Research Institute, a nonprofit that tracks and translates communications from terrorist groups, the article suggests that crypto fundraising for terrorist organizations is becoming more common as groups look for ways to raise cash that avoid banks and other intermediaries. The Times also reports that Hamas, a Palestinian fundamentalist group based in the Gaza Strip, has set up a website to collect Bitcoin donations. The website, which has been active for months, contains a single video, slickly animated and translated into seven different languages, appealing for Bitcoin donations. Hamas has two distinct wings, the Dawah, its civilian arm, and the Izz ad-Din al-Qassam Brigade, its military arm. The latter is listed as a terrorist organization by the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. The US, however, does not make that distinction and regards Hamas in its entirety as a terrorist organization. The website in question has been set up by the militant wing known colloquially as the Qassam Brigades. The video on the website actually makes the claim that, quote, Bitcoin is a currency that cannot be tracked, unquote.
Which is false.
So false. And when I first heard that, I thought this must be like a CIA front. Either that or they really did not do any research whatsoever on the video that they produced.
Well, I'm looking into this organization here. MEMRI is their acronym. That's the Middle East Media Research Institute. They are based as a nonprofit charity in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And they receive quite a bit of money from the U.S. Department of State's Office of International Religious Freedom in the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor.
So they're toting water for the federal government.
Yes, that would be my conclusion. Because you got to wonder, how does a company that monitors terrorist communications make money? You know, that's not a marketable skill set.
Not really.
So the government pays them to, essentially, and judging from this, the government pays them to say that terrorists are using untraceable Bitcoin.
This is kind of interesting. So I was looking up to see, like, there have been a series over times of, like, maps that will show, like, terrorist attacks and locations and details about where they happened. And one of the terrorist attacks that I see listed here, right, 24 fatalities, in Burkina Faso, the Koutougou Department in Burkina Faso. I don't know exactly where that is, but apparently it was an Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb suspected terrorists who engaged in this. But the attack is described as unidentified militants launched an attack on an army unit, killing 24 soldiers and wounding 7 others, the heaviest loss for the army in its fight, etc., etc., etc.
They characterize this as terrorism?
Yeah, they're characterizing this as terrorism. I'm wondering how many of the terrorism statistics are them redefining because they don't want to show combat losses as combat losses. So there are fatalities in a terrorist attack as opposed to losing an unwinnable battle.
Yeah, it's an interesting speculation.
It certainly is. Evidently, this video that you're talking about where they refer to Bitcoin as a currency that cannot be tracked invites donors to send money to a Bitcoin wallet.
That's right.
It sounds like a CIA scam.
Yeah, I don't know, but either these people are totally ignorant of what Bitcoin actually is, or this is a setup, and somebody wants, you know, donations to be made to this address. Some governmental agency like the CIA wants to begin tracking who would donate money to this particular fund.
That would be my guess.
Now, you won't necessarily know who is making those donations unless you can track the wallets.
Yeah, but someone stupid enough to do this would be stupid enough to buy the Bitcoin on, like, Coinbase or something and turn around and send it to a terrorist group.
Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. And you know, this is clearly a propaganda hit against Bitcoin. It's appearing in the New York Times, one of the world's most, you know, foremost newspapers out there. And it's just an all-out attack on cryptocurrency and on Bitcoin. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised to see things like this. You've got Bitcoin now at close to 11, 12,000. Where was it today? Like 11-something thousand? 10,000? Anyway, it's over 10,000 today.
Nice.
It's an expensive thing, and it's catching on. And these governments of the world, they know they can't stop it. But if they can basically slander it or libel it and badmouth it enough to where, you know, people are afraid of it, because if they can create in people's minds this connection or association with terrorism and
simultaneously
drug dealing,
providing people with Libra at the same time.
One. That's the Facebook one.
That the government is pretending to hate, but I see no reason whatsoever to think that the government is actually not a fan of the Facebook cryptocurrency.
Really? You think the government likes Facebook's idea?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a way for Facebook to co-opt the cryptocurrency idea while keeping it under state control. It's a way of them making a USD coin without actually making the USD coin.
Well, they're not going to make a USD coin. The Facebook crypto is supposedly going to be backed by what they call a basket of currencies. So it should be some sort of a mix of various different fiats and other so-called safe investments.
Sure.
How does Facebook make its money? a congressman?
We sell
crypto.
Oh, crypto.
We sell crypto.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's definitely no doubt that the Facebook coin will be tracked. It will be trackable. They will have a database of all about who's buying it and how they're spending it, and they'll know everything about that, and the government will certainly utilize that whenever it deems fit to investigate somebody for something. Yeah. So it will end up becoming a tool for the government to track. But I still think that the responses you're getting from people in the government system are honest. Like, they don't like it. They don't like the fact that their currency could be upstaged. And there's a good chance that the Facebook currency, I don't think it's going to, you know, dominate the world or anything like that, but it could give people an alternative that isn't strictly dollar-based. And that's not a bad thing, and it does, you know, to some extent harm the interests of the government because it lessens their viability, I guess, right? Like, sure. Oh, it's not a dollar coin, it's an everything coin.
The reason that Libra worries me is because Facebook has a built-in audience of something like 2 billion people.
Right.
That's 2 billion people that they could, if they wanted to, send push notifications to or whatever,
sure.
And just constantly bombard you to use
their
currency.
Have you signed up for your
currency.
Libra account yet? Come yeah. on, sign up for an account.
And probably half of the
get
it's like Bitcoin,
free.
But it's backed by Facebook's
get your
you
next
know,
Uber
legacy.
Ride. Get your next Uber ride for 20% off. Just open up your Libra yep. account.
And I think it's going to be successful, terrifyingly successful. I would think.
I'll open an account if I get 20% off of Uber.
I intend to purchase Libra. I'm not
yeah.
going to be as an investment, not as a philosophical. Purchase or anything like that.
Will it be a really good investment, though? Because since
yeah,
it's
I would
tied...
say Libra would be a terrible investment. I would say Libra would be potentially much more useful as a medium of exchange. But
it's a stable coin, so it's not going to be an investment,
yeah.
right?
It can't be stable if it's dependent upon the amount of money Facebook has in the banks, which is how it's been characterized.
Well, it's their intention to make it into a stable coin. And
well, one article mentioned it being a stable coin. The rest said that its value is going to be dependent on the amount of money that Facebook has in the banks.
Yeah, I don't know how...
interesting to see.
Yeah, they have a white paper that's out. I have not read the white paper, so there's more information to be gleaned, and we're still just kind of speculating anyway because it's like a year away from actually happening.
That's interesting. I didn't know that they had released the white paper. The last I
yeah.
knew about this was all being leaked from inside sources.
White paper's out. It's been out for more than a month.
Awesome. I will have to look into that. What do you think about Libra? What do you think about cryptocurrency and this nonsense from this quasi-governmental agency that terrorists are totally using, quote, untraceable Bitcoin. 855-450-3700.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history, and tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDark.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.